as believers, we think that people study our faith when we talk to them, or that Muslims know their faith. Today, majority of Muslims are what we call nominal Muslims. 8 out of 10, you meet, have never read the Quran. Maybe they heard it chanted, maybe they heard some verses from it, but they've never sat down, read the Quran from cover to cover, and read the Bible from cover to cover. So one of the misconceptions is that Muslims know their religion. That's not necessarily true. Even sometimes if they're practicing it or practicing fasting, which Ramadan begins today, if they're fasting during the day and eating at night, that doesn't mean necessarily they know the religion. They're probably doing that just because that's what mom and dad did. That's what grandpa and grandma did. And so one first thing is there's a lot of nominal Muslims. Like you can argue today that in the United States there are a lot of nominal believers or nominal Christians. So,
sure. So
I mean, that's similar, not the same, but similar. The first misconception, though, for believers is that all Muslims are Arabs, and that is not the case. Majority of Muslims today are non-Arab, and in the last year, we have noticed more non-Arabs coming to faith in Christ due to the fact that they can't understand the Quran in Arabic, and they're watching the Arab world with all its, what we're calling now, Arab string. So number one is most Muslims are not Arabs. The second thing, most Muslims don't know about Jesus. They know his name. They know that he was born from a virgin, but they are taught that he was born under a palm tree. You know, the kings are not mentioned in the Quran. The reason that Jesus was born to save his people from their sin is not mentioned in the Quran. Some of the verses in the Quran call Jesus the Word of God, which is good, but most view of Muslims of Jesus is that he was just a man, and he came to prepare the way for Muhammad. So the first misconception is just because they know the name doesn't mean they know the story of Christ or the testimony of Christ or the miracles of Christ or what he has done throughout his life. And then the third thing that I would like to highlight here for our listeners is that most of the time we think that Muslims are not interested to talk about Jesus. That is really not the case. I've been sharing the gospel since 1979 with Muslims, and I can say that every year Muslims are more open than the year before. Every year we hear of Muslims taking Bibles, talking about Jesus, watching movies about Christ, committing their life to Christ, being baptized. At our training this week, we had 8 teachers from Muslim background, and they came and taught how God met them. Some took 2 years in their search. Some took 12 years. And we praise the Lord that God uses all things for his glory. God uses all situations for his glory. So whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 years, or 20 years, God continues to use you as a believer in the life of your Muslim friend. So that's on the misconception for Muslims. And then finally, we think that all Muslims are involved in terrorism, and that's not the case. The terrorists will always exist, that the jihadi will always exist, because jihad is taught in the Quran in chapter 9 and in chapter 47. And Muhammad practiced jihad. So that will always be part of Islam. You can't get rid of it unless Islam decides they're gonna take these chapters out. However, most Muslims are not there. Only 5% of every Muslim community is involved in what we call, you know, Usuliyin or Salafi or jihadi. Majority of Muslims are nominal. They know a little bit of stuff, traditional information about Jesus, traditional information about Judaism, and some traditional information about Islam.